Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This week, we've been making our Twitter feed more active, which means reading more on Twitter. And when our current civilization falls soon, I think history is going to blame the internet. It was supposed to bring us together, but instead it exposed us to the hate fringes of other people's political views. Conservatives forget they have liberal friends who don't care if you give up your guns or bake them a same-sex wedding cake. Liberals forget they have conservative friends who don't attend white pride rallies. Everyone's afraid of each other. And that's what I got from Twitter. But hey, subscribe to our Twitter, @TheFinalEd, all one word. I'm trying to load it mainly with jokes, no guarantees though, it's whatever I come up with while I'm riding the bus to work. Anyway, this is The Final Edition Radio Hour.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
With the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh as Supreme Court Justice, Republicans are vetting the president's next pick for the court.
To begin with, the Republican leadership will ask probing and fair questions of the nominee. We are not a Republican rubber stamp for a Republican president. So first of all, Judge Hendricks, are you or are you not choking a baby in front of us right now?
I am not.
Even though you appear to be?
Correct.
Will the senator please stop badgering the judge?
Of course, I apologize.
No, let me address this. I am here as a father, a scout leader, a great-grandson, and a baby strangler. But I am not here as a baby strangler.
I believe that puts the question to rest.
Excuse me? The Democrats on the committee would like to be let in the room to see if he's really strangling a baby.
Judge, in one of your lower court opinions, you suggested blowing up the moon. Wouldn't that change the ocean tides?
I believe that's junk science, Senator.
That feels intuitively correct.
Judge Hendrick, I am independent-minded and am definitely on the fence about this nomination. So let me ask you something. If we choose to ignore all of the evidence of an FBI investigation into your sex slavery business, is there any evidence that you've been running a sex slavery business?
No, I don't believe so.
Did you just pull another baby out of your coat?
No.
Well, then I must be hallucinating. I will no longer ask any questions.
The Democrats are running out of Cheetos in our holding pen.
One last thing, Judge Hendricks. Should black people be allowed to vote?
Well, that's a very good question.
Thank you. I agree. It is.
We approve this judge.
Where am I?
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. The Army and Navy forever. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue.
Man on the street!
It was just World Mental Health Day. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Excuse me, can you take 3 steps back and then ask me that question 3 times and then turn around 3 times? Thank you.
Mental Health Day is the one day where everybody's sane.
Yeah, yesterday I just dealt with my phobia. It's a fear of having fears.
When is it gonna be Women's Mental Health Day?
Today's my first day outside of my apartment in 4 years, and you're bringing awareness to it?
You're ugly.
This is the one day where it's okay not to wear pants, right? OCD? Yeah, you do.
I thought you said it was mental hell day. I'm going back home.
Do you know if it's okay to mix these two medications?
Only one way to find out.
This is the day where I take all of my anti-anxiety meds at once!
Well, we have a nice rubber room for you. You'll be happy there.
You don't know where I'll be happy. Nobody knows anybody.
You, boy, what day is it?
It's mental health day, sir.
Here, take this nickel and go get some fucking therapy, you crazy child.
You mean the therapy that's as large as me?
Everyone knows that back in the day, women couldn't do Shakespeare, but fun historical fact, men used to also be forbidden to act on stage. The only performers allowed during the 1530s were piles of cured meat, and that's where the term being a real ham comes from.
Today on HGTV's White People Buying Beach Property in the Developing World, we'll check out extreme deals in the Mexican coast, near the Texas border.
Look at all the little tanned children running on the beach. They're so cute.
I don't think they're tan, darling. That seems to be their skin color, and they seem to be running from Border Patrol.
That's right. The U.S. border crisis can be your opportunity to find the sweet deals that will make all your friends jealous. Pristine water, white sand beaches, and blue skies. Your home in a tropical paradise is more affordable than you ever thought.
HGTV showed us the Border House, a lovely two-bedroom, two-bath with oceanfront beach and spectacular views. But I'm not sure about the Border Patrol killing all those little tanned children right out front.
The sand absorbs the blood. It still maintains the white finish. It's almost like it's self-cleaning.
While John liked being absolved from liability in Mexico, Jane had reservations. So we showed the couple from Kentucky another property a few blocks up the coast, but still on the Mexican side of the border.
Ooh, I like all the closet space in this one. Tons of storage would be so useful.
What's this?
Cellophane-wrapped bricks of white powder stacked and bound with packing tape?
While the cocaine isn't included with the price of the home, the drug lords did kill the previous owners, which means the house is a bargain deal.
I do like the cocaine house, but I'm not sure about the previous owners, how they were, like, killed.
Look, no one has come back for the cocaine by now, so maybe they're not going to, and if they do, I'm sure they're reasonable people.
Jane and John also decide to see the market house, a bungalow that sits right on the Mexican side of the U.S.-Mexican border wall, with beach access and the hustle and bustle of an authentic Mexican market right across the street. If they love fresh chicken, they'll be able to pick out their own to eat live every day.
I love the shopping the market house offers. Look at all the little craftspeople. I must find out what kind of self-tanner they're using.
Honey, that's not a tan. And have you noticed all those dead-eyed women walking in and out of the donkey show?
I think we know which house we're going with.
The Border House?
Yes!
The Border House, a two-bedroom, two-bath stunner in absolute paradise, and a fantastic deal at $50,000.
And we've discovered a local vigilante group that I joined.
You mean ICE, dear?
My shooting skills have improved, and I haven't felt this relaxed in ages.
Thanks
HGTV!
Next time on White People Buying Beach Property in the Developing World, we'll check out supreme deals on the coast of Eritrea. Your beach dream home could be just a 24-hour flight and a drive through a war zone away. We'll see you next time on White People Buying Beach Property in the Developing World.
Hey, did you know that now Amazon's Alexa can microwave a potato for you? Here, check it out. I just give the command. Alexa, one potato.
Playing nursery rhyme. One potato.
No, no, Alexa, I want you to make dinner.
Calling Mike Donner.
No, Alexa, no, 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 no. I want you to heat it in the microwave.
Playing Heat Wave by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
No, Alexa, listen, I just want you to heat a potato.
Sending pictures of your genitalia to former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer.
Ah, that's not even close.
You're right, it's me. Do you want me to order Chinese? Because honestly, I don't feel like cooking.
Yeah, okay. Mushu pork from the Jade Dragon again.
You know I could kill you if I wanted to.
You were a terror not so long ago, the kid who juggled hammers at the rodeo, and naked swimming in the winter's pond. But evening shadows reach the great beyond. You're having your hip replaced. Have worn it down from running way too far, or maybe set it at an angle when you crashed the car. You should have seen a doctor when you first heard of it, and you should have purchased Microsoft when you first heard of it. You're having your hip replaced. Have to die from a catastrophe, just encrypted hieroglyphics spelling atrophy. You once roamed the streets of Boston getting wrecked, not finding a skin defect or getting your prostate checked. You'll use a cane to walk till August 3rd, start doing stretches when they give the word. You'll want to overdo, but they say don't. You'll walk like normal soon, unless you won't. You're having your hip replaced.
I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Barry Lank, executive producer of the Final Edition Radio Hour. If you're a fan of the show but don't have time to listen to a full episode, that's weird. Seriously, it's only a half hour. Fortunately, the Final Edition has a SoundCloud page where the same great show is cut into short, YouTube-sized chunks, perfect for listening to at work, posting on social media, or sending out as samples claiming that you wrote it. And the page is maintained by contributing writer and deranged fan, Joe Davis.
Hey, everybody. I'm Joe Davis. I created Slash Frontload.
No one knows what that is, Joe. Just want to listen to our infamous Man on the Street segments? Want to hear that one sketch from 2016 that you like, but we only used it once and you don't want to comb through iTunes for it? Well, now you can. We have everything on the SoundCloud page.
Well, actually, Barry, the majority of our 2012-2013 material is still only available on PRX. And there's still a five-month segment of 2013-2014 content that's like, not available anywhere.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
So search for the Final Edition Radio Hour on SoundCloud. The same great show, but less filler. And don't worry, all of my sketches are archived in there. I'm Samantha Jane Gerwitz. Hi.
Hi.
now the further adventures of
Swashbuckle, Chainsaw Avenger.
At a Jewish community center in San Antonio, Texas, members of the alt-right are having a hoedown.
Come on, boys! Make those swastikas bigger!
So it's true what they say. Even the racists are bigger in Texas.
Who the fuck are you?
It doesn't matter. Why are you defacing the social hall that Jews have set aside for speed dating and boggle tournaments?
Because America is a white Christian nation, and their kind is ruining it.
Bullshit! Jewish people built this country, providing us in advances in science, philosophy, decent bagels, and all those comic book movies that everyone's getting sick of.
So what are you gonna do, boy? Punch us in the face and post that video on social media?
Something like that.
Oh! 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 God! Why? Oh!
Oh my God, what happened here?
No need to worry, Rabbi. These Nazis will think twice before terrorizing the Jewish people again.
But they're carved up like pastrami at a deli with multiple health code violations. They're not going to be doing anything again.
No need to thank me. Away!
I wasn't going to thank you.
In the real world, this gruesome massacre would empower the right to retaliate in increasingly brutal ways. But within the realm of this politically themed masturbatory fantasy, doesn't it make you feel pretty good to hear it happen? The left gets its smug satisfaction, and nothing has changed. Thanks to
Slash Frontlow, Chainsaw Avenger.
Everyone knows how expensive rent can be, but fun historical fact! In New York City slums in the 1840s, tenement dwellers who couldn't make rent were hacked apart by ruthless gangs of ragamuffin orphans, so their skin could be sold to tanners to settle their debts. And that's where the phrase, costing an arm and a leg, came from.
Are you a high school athlete looking for a university that lets you be a jock without the fuss of classes and schoolwork? Then come to Erewhon University. Formerly Villa Julia College, we've rebranded and thrown all of our money into a brand new stadium. Now, we just need star student-athletes to help rake in millions of dollars in endorsements and licensing deals. And while we can't pay you a penny of that money, we'll give you the most luxurious accommodations this side of Dubai and a certain amount of free reign with local laws. You'll have hot tubs, rock climbing walls, and an 18-hole golf course, all indoors. Plus, what serious college student doesn't love a water park? And your classwork? That'll all be done by grad students, Ivy League-educated young men and women whom you outrank. And all the teachers live up to Erewhon University's Latin motto, Non accipere ministrorum, which roughly translates to, we do not take attendance. And if you need companionship, we've got prostitutes. And if they look familiar, it's because they're those Ivy League grad students again. So come to Erewhon University for 4 years, or for more likely, 2 years until you tear your ACL and are thrown off the campus. Erewhon University. You'll remember your time here. From the day you're kicked out to the day you're working at a gas station someplace and are shot by a fellow alumnus.
Do you like flan? Well, that's all they sell at Norman's Flan King. Norman has every kind of flan you can think of, which is just the one kind. Here's Norman to tell you about it.
When I won the lottery in 2014, I asked myself, how can I best benefit mankind?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 service windows. It's flan just like every other flan that's ever been. Just ask someone who's tried it.
I don't know what this is.
Just take Interstate 710 down to Bandini Boulevard in the City of Commerce and look for the giant neon sign that says, Flan!
Flan!
and welcome back to QVC. I'm Mike Michaels, and I gotta say, I am so excited about our next product. An absolutely stunning set of blue racquetballs. Now, these blue balls are really something special.
Excuse me, Mike.
It's Steve, my producer, interrupting already. Trying to make a sale here, Steve. You know, I haven't had a sale in a few weeks. So what is it?
We've got a caller on the line.
Oh, a caller. Looks like Daddy made a sale without even describing the product. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, those balls look amazing, but...
Yes, they do, don't they? Beautiful blue balls just waiting to be played with. How many can we shoot your way?
Actually, I'm calling to see if you still have those knives from earlier.
But what about the balls?
Sorry, I don't think I'm ready to go that far with the balls right now.
Well, okay. You're lost then. It's not you, Tiger. It's her. She just wasn't ready. You gotta respect that.
Mike, we've got another call.
Alrighty, back in the game.
Hi, Mike. These racquetballs look great.
You're damn right. You want to get off the air and place an order right now?
I'd actually like to take my time, get to know the balls.
Oh, you want to know about these blue balls?
Yeah, I do. Describe them for me.
These blue balls feature a microscopic texturization, giving the ball bite on every playing surface.
Every surface?
Every surface, from glass to wood.
Wow.
So why don't we take this off the air and slip your credit card information into our system?
Credit card information?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm a little too tired to make a purchase right now.
But you had me do all that description.
And that was great, but I need to go wash my hair.
Oh, for crying out loud, I need this. It's been so long. Come on, people, I got blue balls. So many blue balls for sale.
Another call.
Yes, awesome. Here we go. All right, you can do this. You're a sales machine.
Hi, Mike. I love these balls. I'd like to buy 3 sets right now.
3 sets in one night?
Oh, yeah. I've got my billing address ready to go.
Oh, that's right. Give me that payment info. Wait, what happened?
I think we lost power for a second. The phone lines are completely down.
Damn it, I had that sale. Now how am I going to get rid of these blue balls? Ugh, it's physically hurting me.
Really? I thought that was just a wives' tale. You know, we actually have some Twitter mentions that came through while the phone lines were down. Can I go through those?
Does Twitter want to buy some balls?
Let's see. I would totally buy these balls, but my kids just got home. I shouldn't buy these balls. I'm saving myself for marriage.
No.
And I can't buy these balls because my vagina hurts.
Oh, come on.
Actually, Mike, Lori's here. Her jewelry segment's about to start.
Hello, everyone. I just want to let everyone know what's coming up.
No, Lori, I'm not finished, okay? This is my segment. I'm selling these balls, so either buy some or get off my set.
You're so selfish. You know that? God forbid you helped someone else sell something.
Lori, please. I promise. When I'm done, I'll put my mouth where my money is and buy whatever you want me to.
Mike, I think the phones are back.
Ooh, phones are back. Go ahead, caller. Let's make this sale.
You're disgusting. Anything for the easy sale. Well, I'm done buying your shit. And by the way, I used a fake credit card to buy from you last time. And my review about how big your product was a lie.
And that's our time.
God damn it. Stay tuned for Lori's Jewelry Hour. I guess I'll have to go online and spend the next few hours buying these balls myself.
So that show was written by Barry Lenk, Ben Kirshner, Bruce Cherry, Joe Davis, Valerie Van De Pan, and Brian Fernandez. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Jessica Park, Mike Bisaw, Gil Barron, Sam Gerwitz, Chase O'Donnell, Savannah Brown, and Keith Saltajanes. Lots of music again from Kevin MacLeod, as well as Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Executive producer and engineer is Barry Lank. Technical help from Kurt Carlson and the Kurt Carlson Airborne Commandos. I'm giving him his own paramilitary group. He'll make good use of it. Good night.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.